Mo Brooks, Senate GOP must block Biden's radical left-wing SCOTUS pick. By John Binder on March 1, 2022. Senate Republicans must block President Joe Biden's radical left-wing nominee to the United States Supreme Court. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, said. Jackson, appointed by Biden to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit last year, previously served on the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia and is now looking to replace Justice Stephen Breyer. Brooks, who is running for Senate in Alabama, called Jackson a radical left-wing judicial activist who has an established record of dismissing established law and usurping the separation of powers defined in the Constitution. It is a bedrock principle of the American Republic that justices should not substitute their policy beliefs for the policy beliefs of America's properly elected Congresses and presidents, Brooks said. Republicans must use every tool available to fight and stop this nomination. I call on my Republican colleagues in the Senate to block this nomination by holding up any vote until a constitutional jurist is nominated. Emphasis added. Brooks said that as a senator, he will only nominate and vote for great judges like Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett. I will also fight to hold up votes on any nominees that will do further damage to America, Brooks said. Nobody will fight liberal activist judges like I will. I'll be the left's worst nightmare. As Breitbart News reported, Jackson has been praised by former House Speaker Paul Ryan, R.Y. Jackson and Ryan are family, connected by marriage. Jackson's husband, Patrick Jackson, is the twin brother of Ryan's brother-in-law William Jackson. Likewise, Jackson has received applause from gun control organizations. In a couple of federal immigration cases, Jackson ruled against former President Trump's border controls to reduce asylum fraud and more quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries. Jackson has also refused to use the terms alien and illegal alien in her rulings, instead opting for non-citizen and undocumented non-citizen. While announcing Jackson's nomination, Biden suggested that he came to the decision by concluding that U.S. federal courts haven't looked like America. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.